This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Immigration agents and other federal law enforcement officers raided a troubled Aurora apartment complex early today, but it's not yet clear whether anyone was taken into custody. Just after 6 a.m., residents at the edge at Lowry Apartments in Aurora were awakened by a series of loud bangs on doors throughout the complex. Teddy D'Agostino was in the car near the complex and watched as officers went in.
They just started flooding in. It was Homeland Security, ICE, DEA. I saw an ATF jacket and an ERO jacket, and then a bunch of FBI. They stated that they did have a warrant. They didn't take any people, but they did take a bag of evidence.
It's not clear whether the raid was part of a larger mass deportation effort. Agents were also seen at the Cedar Run Apartments in Denver. Today, the DEA posted on X that it is participating in, quote, operations taking place throughout the metro area. CPR News will continue to keep you updated on this story here and at CPR.org. Colorado lawmakers say they're working on a bill to protect the state's safety net clinics for those who often can't afford to pay for health care. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The lieutenant governor and legislative Democrats held a news conference to preview a new bill. It would cap health care insurance payments the state makes to hospitals for about 60,000 state workers. The amount saved, perhaps $50 million, would be reinvested in the safety net. Here's Representative Kyle Brown of Boulder.
We can save Coloradans money on health care by reining in the highest hospital prices and still protect the safety net providers that Coloradans rely upon.
The State Hospital Association says the bill might threaten the finances of hospitals. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And I'm Haley Sanchez. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. Find more news at CPR.org.